Well, the governor and the mayor, especially Joe, raising serious concerns about the long lines we saw, the long waits to vote, asking that maybe additional resources should be brought to bear here, additional voting machines, for example. A much improved situation today compared to the weekend, but still long lines of people waiting to vote.
If you're in line, you're going to get a vote.
Lined up in the rain outside Madison Square Garden, voters doing their best to be socially distant as they cast ballots during a global pandemic. It's that important.
Tremendously important. It is the future of the country.
The same story across New York's five boroughs today. This is Queens, and a big improvement.
Right now, we've got a problem. The Board of Elections was clearly not prepared for this kind of turnout.
And News Nation found the proof over the weekend. This was Midtown on Saturday. The voting line outside MSG stretching for blocks. How was the wait?
Probably 2.5 hours.
Unacceptable, says the mayor.
Long lines tell people to go home. That's just the reality. Long lines at a poll site discourage voting. They don't encourage it.
Bill de Blasio calling for voting hours to be expanded. Today, the polls closed at 3. He also says machines being held for Election Day need to be brought out now.
Regardless of who you're voting for, it's important that we do, you know, come out and exercise our right.
It's the first time New Yorkers have been able to vote early in a presidential election.
It's always been important.
To have your say.
Absolutely. Because then you can't complain if you don't, right?
Right, here at the Barclays Center, one of 88 polling locations around the greater New York City area. Even though they had to wait hours to do it, 193,915 New Yorkers cast their ballots over the weekend. Early voting continues through November the 1st. Live in Brooklyn, Tom Negevin, News Nation.